This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchem Haba, and welcome everyone. We're here in Brazil, in São Paulo, overlooking the city. And this is our venue for this week's Davar Yafa Be'itai, connecting Parshas Re'eh to the Zman of the Shana, especially Shabbos, Mevarchim Rosh Chodesh Elul. This year is dedicated Lilo Nishmas, Harold Silverstein, Tzvi Ben Yehuda Aryeh, dedicated by his son, Mr. Martin J. Silverstein, the former United States Ambassador to Uruguay. On this occasion, we're Mevarech that Reb Tzvi Ben Yehuda Aryeh, his neshama shav in Aliyah, began Eden to him and Uchasai. Okay, Parshas Re'eh and its connection to Chodesh Elul is one which is very dear to me because many, many years ago, even before we began this series of Davar Yafa Be'itai, we already spoke and wrote about the deep connection between Parshas Re'eh and Shabbos, Mevarchim Elul, and Chodesh Elul. In most years, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Mevarchim Elul is Parshas Re'eh. Sometimes Parshas Re'eh is even Rosh Chodesh Elul itself. And I think I would offer that the opening pasuk of the Parsha is giving Klal Yisrael a message about the importance of the month of Elul, Haba Aleinu Lataiva. We know throughout Tanakh, the word Hayoim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. For example, in Sefer Iyov, in the beginning of the Sefer, it says, Vayihi Hayoim, and it was the day, Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah, Vayavayu B'nei Ho'elohim, and the Malach HaShareis came. Many examples throughout Tanakh that the word Hayoim refers to Rosh Hashanah. L'mishpatecha amdu Hayoim ki hakol avodecha. Or Hayoim haras olam. Hayoim is always a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Or in Vayera, Asher Yeomer Hayoim. Therefore, in preparation for the great day of Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, we know the month of Elul is designated as a month of preparation for Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the Leket Yosher writes that the Zman of Bezdin is 30 days, meaning before a Bezdin convenes, it always issues a summons, a halachic summons 30 days before. Rav Aaron Cutler teaches us that the summons for the great din of Rosh Hashanah we get in the mail, so to speak, on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So in preparation for the great day of judgment, we read in the beginning of Elul, Re'eh, see, Anoichi Noisein, I am giving to the Jewish people. What's the gift? The gift is Hayoim. The gift is the Yom Tif of Rosh Hashanah. So the opening pasuk in this parsha, Re'eh, Anoichi Noisein, Lefneichem Hayoim. See, I give before you Hayoim, the Yom Tif of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, we need to prepare for it. We need to begin to prepare for the great day of Rosh Hashanah. In many Svarim, they find a remez to Chodesh Elul and to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. In the beginning of our parsha, I thank my dear friend Rabbi Rafael Ansel of France for sharing a number of them with me. For example, in the Sefer Ginzei Yosef of Rabbi Yosef of Satanov, he says the word Re'eh is a Rosh Tevos, an acrostic. Re'eh stands for Rosh Chodesh Elul Hayoim. Furthermore, in the Sefer Tzvila Tzadik, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us, warning us, giving advance notice to prepare ourselves for tshuva and ma'asim tovim, and to be able to hear the shofar throughout Chodesh Elul. Amazingly, the pasuk says, Es HaBaracha. You know what the blessing is? Asher tishmeu el mitzvos Hashem alekechem. Asher anoichi mitzav eschem hayoim. The mitzvah of listening to Hashem. That's a reference to the mitzvah of listening to the shofar. Hashem is saying, Es habracha, I'm giving you the blessing that asher tishmeu, the blessing of listening to El mitzvah Hashem alaykechem, the mitzvah of tkia shofar that I command you on Hayoim, that I command you on Rosh Hashanah, I'm giving you that mitzvah the whole month. As we know, even though technically the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to hear the sound of the shofar the entire month of Elul. And amazingly, in the Sefer Tzvila Tzadik of the Rebbe of Bluzhov, he has an amazing mnemonic, Re'eh Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoim Bracha Uklala. The numerical value, the gematria of the words Re'eh Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoim Bracha Uklala is the same gematria as Tiku Bachoidesh Shofar. Blow the shofar for a month, which is one of the sources of blowing the shofar for Chodesh Elul. Furthermore, Re'ei Anochi Noisein Lefnechem Hayom is a reference to the blessings and the curses that were given to the Jewish people on Har Gerizim and Har Ebal, where you had some Shvatim on the top of Har Gerizim, some Shvatim on the top of Har Ebal, and you had the Jewish people standing in the middle. And Hashem says, Re'ei, look at this scene, look at this visual representation, look at this visual aid. What is it supposed to be a visual aid for? The Gemara tells us a person should always view themselves as 50-50, half mitzvahs, half averos, so that every decision that one has to make in life, if they make the correct decision, they tilt the scales to the side of mitzvahs. If they make the incorrect decision, they tilt it to averos. This is something we should imagine every day of our life. The Jewish people, some on Har Gerizim and some on Har Ebal, that is a visual representation of the scales of judgment that we really should view daily. Adam nidoin b'chayim. By the way, the Rabbi Yosef of Satanov says the word anoichi is a Rashi Tevois. Adam nidan kol yom, a person's judged daily. But this is most apt and most appropriate and applicable for Rosh Hashanah. So therefore Hashem tells us, Re'ei, see, anoichi noisein lefneichem hayom. This visual aid, I want you to visualize, especially hayom. Even though a person is judged daily, the main judgment of the year, of course, is on Rosh Hashanah. Now I want to share a very compelling connection between Parshas Re'ei and not only Chodesh Elul, but again, this is Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, we're still in Chodesh Av. This comes from the Holy Sefer Ben La'ashri. I've mentioned many times, the Ben La'ashri was a great Kabbalist. My great-grandfather, the last Rav of Sachachov, was a Chavrusa study partner with the Ben La'ashri. We know there's a very important rule, that God conducts the heavenly judgment like an earthly judgment. And there's an idea in an earthly judgment that a judge, sometimes if he has many cases in a day, he'll tend to be more compassionate toward the morning than later in the day, so to speak, when he's tired of all the crimes that he had to deal with. And therefore, it's always considered key, and this is a great teaching of Rav Itzla Petterberg, to try to get to the front of the line. That the earlier one is on the line of Rosh Hashanah, the better the outcome will be in one's judgment. And in the past, we've learned about how it's important to begin to prepare for the judgment in the beginning of Chodesh Elul, because in the beginning of Elul, you're from the earliest who wait on the line, and that will allow a person to merit easier judgment. The Ben La'ashri says, however, there's a better trick. Don't wait till Chodesh Elul to begin to prepare to do tshuva. If you want a really good spot on the line, start preparing for the judgment. Start doing tshuva already in the Chodesh Av. This is alluded to in the Pasuk. Perek Yud Beis Pasukei. L'shichnoi sidrashu uvasa shama. L'shichnoi sidrashu. Seek out the Shechina, literally. But it could also mean Shachin is a neighbor. Don't wait till Elul to do tshuva. L'shichnoi sidrashu. Start to do tshuva in the neighbor of Elul. The neighbor of Elul is Av. So in Parshas Re'ei, in advanced preparation even of the month of Elul, the Torah is reminding us it's a good idea to start doing tshuva in Chodesh Av so that we secure a good spot on the line, and this will ensure a tempered, compassionate judgment for those who begin to do tshuva early. And finally, perhaps my absolute favorite connection between Parshas Re'ei and the month of Elul. There's a question in general, how does tshuva work? How does repentance work? After all, God is the king of the world. And there's a halachic principle that a king cannot forego his honor. Melech shemachal al kavoidoi ein kavoidoi machal. A king that would want to forego his honor is not forgiven. A king is not authorized to forego on his honor. Therefore, if we sin, how could God forgive us? He's a king. A king is not halachically allowed to forego his honor. However, there's another relationship that the Jewish people have with God. And that is, God is our father and we are his children. And a father could forego his honor. Halachically, a child should not sit in a father's seat. But a father, if he sees the child in a seat, he could say, don't worry, Sheifala, don't worry, Mamala, Don't worry, it's okay, little boy, little girl. Sit in my seat. I'm moichel on my kavod. A father could forgo his honor. Now, it's very interesting. The nations of the world, their relationship with God is that of a servant to a master. God is their creator. God cares for them. They are endowed with dignity and honor and created in the image of God. They are not the children of God. That's the reality. Only the Jewish children, the Jewish people, are the children of God. Therefore, for the nations of the world, the gift of repentance was not given. However, for the Jewish people, we are given the gift of repentance because our relationship with God is He is our Father and we are His beloved children. So the whole mechanism of tshuva is through the relationship that Hashem is our Father and we are His children. The month of Elul is the month of tshuva for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the month of Elul begins with the pasuk that we read in this week's parsha: "Banim atem Hashem Elokeichem." You are the beloved children of God, and as the beloved children of God, understand and recognize I am giving you the engine and the mechanism of the process and the procedure of tshuva. I want to add one interesting point, one nekuda. Tshuva in Jewish thought is analogous to the resurrection of the dead. The Gemara teaches us that the wicked, even when they're alive, they're like they're dead. Therefore, repentance is likened to the process of resurrection. Because if one is considered wicked, if one who is considered wicked is considered dead, then repentance, which extricates one from being considered wicked, renders someone alive. Resurrection is like the revival of the dead. In fact, Reb Tzadik HaKohen writes, it is Eliyahu Hanavi who will both usher in the era of resurrection and the era of tshuva. These are not two separate jobs. Usually an angel cannot do two jobs. It's one job. Because resurrection and repentance are synonymous. Also, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz writes that one who would like to repent, he should pray for it in the bracha of the second bracha, resurrection, because repentance is an element of resurrection. How could God resurrect the dead? You know, there's an interesting Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin that God buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Tosfos asks, how could God bury Moshe Rabbeinu? God is a Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to contaminate himself to the dead. It's a very interesting question to think about. God is a Kohen? Is God subject to mitzvahs? What does that mean, God is a Kohen? But that's what Tosfos asks. How could God contaminate himself to Moshe? And Tosfos says, well, God could be metame to Moshe because we are the children of Hashem, and a Kohen is allowed to become tame to his child. The process of resurrection, then, is only possible, explains the Sefer Parshas Drachim, through the idea that we are the beloved children of Hashem. Therefore, for God to accept our repentance, which is a form of resurrection, that is also only possible through the idea that we are the beloved children of Hashem. So this is another element of why our relationship with God as His children allows for repentance, because repentance is a form of Tchias HaMesim. So again, I want to thank my friend, Mr. Martin J. Silverstein, for dedicating this year in honor of his father, Reb Harold Silverstein Tzvi Ben Yehuda Aryeh, and we look forward to the great day of Tchias HaMesim. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be blessed with great opportunities to be able to do tshuva and come closer to Hashem and be zoicha for the redemption of the Jewish people. May it be speedily in our times. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.